Hey, Tony Mitten here. Welcome to the first episode of Design Code Drink. I'm here with my co-host, Ross Cometti.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Today on the episode, we wanted to talk about why we decided to create the podcast, what to expect, what the cadence is going to be. Then after, we have a pretty exciting project, or at least something that we're excited about, that we think you'll be excited about as well.
Where should we start? About us?
Yeah, might as well, do a little background. Again, I'm Tony Mitten. I started out my career as a UI UX designer, made the transition into front-end development when I really wanted to make sure my designs were pixel perfect. Transitioned to front-end development, did that for a while. Now I do full stack and front-end architecture. Yeah, and people have always asked me with everything that I know to do something like this, so we figured, why not pair up with Ross? Ross has a extensive background in UI as well, and he also has a great background in branding, which bodes nicely with some of the UI projects that we work on.
Yeah, so you know, Tony and I have been working together for a while, just collaborating on projects. But yeah, my background in general has been in graphic design and branding. And about 7 years ago, I made the transition to really focus more on UI UX, and it's just been great lately. Just being able to still use that foundation, type and you know, just color theory and just communications with what's really necessary now for you know, like user experience design. So
it's definitely something, in my opinion, that's underrated in the field. You know, you can have a perfect user experience, and that's fine. You know, that's more than half of the battle. But if your branding falls short, you're not going to have anything worth anything.
Yeah, it's hard to keep them together sometimes, but.
But I think that kind of leads into another reason as to why we wanted to create this podcast. And that's around the UI UX community, the front end development community, the React community, those types of things, to really build it up as a whole. Talk about things that, you know, news, tips, tricks, talk about the project that we're working on, things that we've experienced within that week, things that maybe drive us nuts, or things that we've seen that we've really liked. Maybe a new app is at the market that we want to take a deep dive into. And I know that's something that we've wanted to do for what, a couple of years now, Ross?
Yeah, for sure. Just have an opportunity to just talk about it and, you know, bring them, you know, just a discussion in general with other people.
Yeah. And speaking of discussion, that's, you know, where we got the name from, Design Code Drink. Obviously, Ross being the designer, myself being the developer, or the quote unquote code portion of the podcast. We kind of have the similar mindset in, you get some of your best ideas, some of the best code written, some of the best, you know, designs thought out, stories come up with after a very, very stressful moment. So if you've, you know, left work after a bad stand up or a bad day, and, you know, you grab a like-minded individual and you go grab that cup of coffee at the local coffee shop, or a happy hour, you grab a beer or a glass of wine or whatever cocktail you prefer. You guys are just kind of letting off some steam and opening up that discussion. That's where those ideas really come out of. And that's what we're trying to capture here. So within these episodes, obviously, you probably don't care what we're drinking, but we'll be happy to share that with you.
Yeah.
But we will be enjoying drinks. And because we're recording these pretty late in the afternoon, they will be of the adult persuasion.
For sure. So you might hear a few glasses clinking, or hopefully not too many burps. But yeah, we're definitely going to be sipping on something, and we'll do our good job to hopefully let you know what that is. So
yeah, for sure. And the cadence of the podcast, just one last thing real quick before we talk about the project that we're really excited about. We're going to attempt to do this weekly. Obviously, some extenuating circumstances might prevent that from happening every week, but we should get pretty close to doing that. And within each podcast, we are going to do our best to have a guest. Obviously, as things get going, it'll be easier to find guests. But, you know, early on, especially the first few episodes, we're going to have probably, I'm sure, some scheduling issues, getting things lined up with the people that we want to have. But our goal is to have experts within the industry across different parts of the industry, whether it's a developer, a designer, maybe somebody that's really fluent in icon work or illustration work, or maybe even SEO work. We want to make sure we get those like-minded individuals as well to help, again, everyone grow and learn something and take something away from these.
Right. Yeah, for sure. It's going to be great. Hopefully bringing in people with different experience and just focus so we can hopefully collaborate you know, and at least add value or just learn from others. You know, that's what this is about. So,
yeah. Yep. So I guess we might as well introduce the project. I'm sure you guys are on the edge of your seats. Just kidding. But So the project that we're going to be releasing here in a little bit is called Cheers. And what Cheers is, it's an open source design system and React component library. And we're really excited about it because we're trying to do it in a way that not other systems have done in the past, or maybe not as well as they could have. So we want to make it so that it's very designer friendly, but also very developer friendly. So something that really bridges that gap. I know, Ross, you've been taking a pretty deep dive into Figma.
Right. With this. So with this project, this design system, Cheers, right? We see it serving a certain niche or a certain industry. Is that right?
We figured we should start it out someplace, and we figured drinks in the name, so we might as well start there.
Right. So we're, you know, and I don't know, this is just like personal experience, but I feel that like the service industry, you know, the restaurant, you know, food and beverage industry in general.
Breweries, distilleries.
There's sometimes a lack of just things connecting, how they communicate, whether it be what beer's on tap or what's in the stores or what's going on in a tap room for events. It's just so many places you have to check in and see what information is correct. And we know that it's a challenge for one, even a few people to try to connect those dots while they're trying to run a business. So we're just trying to present a tool, which is a design system that hopefully someone can use to, you know, create, an app, a website, everything that someone would need, but it's a very fluid user experience or a user-friendly experience on all levels.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So, and the approach that we're going to be taking with this is primitives, and we'll definitely be putting stuff out on our website, which is going to be designcodedrink.com. It's currently still in development. Should have that done in the next week or two, but we'll kind of be sharing out some of that stuff for you, coming up here.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I lost my train of thought there.
I didn't.
But no...
I mean, we're just really focusing on providing, you know, tools and just different aspects that this, let's say, industry, well, let's say it right now, industry needs, because,
well, right,
you know, it's just kind of lacking in certain ways for them to sometimes, you know, use a, let's say, a tool that they download or like a website template, let's say, they may not be able to bring in everything that they need to based on their unique business. So,
yeah, and I regained my train of thought here. I apologize for that. No, so the whole point of primitives, and that's what I was saying, that we'll be able to put this on the blog and all that and explain it in further depth, but is to theme around the primitive component. So while we are starting Cheers out for the food and beverage industry, it will be something that's easily themable over the top of, but it is going to be something that's fully themable, and we're going to be doing it kind of a way that not many other projects that I've seen on the web advertise, and that's going to be fully ADA compliant all the way down from, you know, your HTML elements to your color contrast, and we're going to try to keep everything WCAG 2.0 AA compliant, which I think is pretty cool.
Right, yeah, it's just going to be good. I mean, if we're creating something from scratch like we are, we might as well do it right and have one less thing in the way. You know, that's what we're looking at.
And I know,
at.
ADA compliance is becoming more and more of a thing. There was a court case, I don't know, last year sometime. Somebody got sued for something with it, big e-commerce business. But it's definitely something that, while it might not affect some smaller businesses, it is something to definitely keep in mind, especially if you're a designer or a developer, because it's something that you can, you know, another feather in your cap that you can put on if it's something that you understand. And I think it's a really cool thing.
So, do you want to get into some of the elements we're going to be working on first?
I mean, yeah, might as well, yeah.
Or, or some of the tools we're using?
Yeah, so might as well start with the tools. Like I had said, Ross is using Figma. I'm using VS Code and a few other things. And I actually think this is a great idea too, Ross, as a first video tutorial, kind of how we're set up, how to get started, more importantly, how to get started with our project, where things are going to live, and we definitely can get something up in the next week here. But I think it'd be really cool for users to see kind of what we're working with and how we're working with it. But yeah, we recorded a couple of these already, and this is a lot tougher than I thought it was going to be, just kind of coming up with content on the fly and just kind of chatting here about something that we're both really passionate about.
Yeah, it was just a really good opportunity in general, yeah. Like I said, over and over again.
It's really, really exciting. Actually, Ross, why don't we talk about the you've been playing around in Figma with our typography and our colors. Kind of what's that decision making process been like? You know, why did you choose the font that you chose? Why did you choose some of the colors that you chose?
I mean, in general, right now we're looking for a system that, you know, isn't going to turn anyone off per se. So really right now we're really focused on really finding a font that's clean that, you know, would work for pretty much anyone right now. But really we do know that this can get obviously taken in so many directions when we're done with it, and you know, hopefully used to hopefully cater to even more of an audience or even more of a demographic. But colors, we see this touching so many different areas of a business, right? So I mean, from menus to events to things like that. So right now I focused on really trying to find a great, I hate to say this word, but like plethora of colors, because, you know, both light and dark, just because we are going to need them, I feel like. So finding those that are going to work, that are going to be ADA compliant, I think is really just, you know, we can always pull back, I feel, you know, but once we have a better understanding of really all the different aspects that this is going to be able to, you know, go in, I think then we'll be able to pull back even more. But I want Skittles right now. I like we need it. You know, there's a lot of parts to a business, and I feel color can be used so much better, really on any website. We can talk about that a whole nother time, but
plethora, the word of the day.
Is that a word?
It is. You used it correctly too. I'm surprised.
All right.
But yeah,
I spell it.
I think that's a pretty good stopping point for the first episode. Thanks for tuning in. We hope that the content.
What about what we're drinking?
Oh yeah, I almost forgot. I almost forgot
what
about that.
What do you
that.
Mean? That's the end of it. Design code drink.
That's true. I know. I'm sorry. I'm drinking the Lake Placid Ubu Ale. It's out of upstate New York. It's one of my favorite beers. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I just cracked. It's called the Adoptable Lager. It's from Motorworks Brewing down here in Bradenton, Florida. They're featuring, shelter dogs and featuring Manatee County Animal Services, a little blurb about the dog and their photo. It's pretty cool. But yeah, it's a really nice, golden lager. It's really nice.
That's pretty cool. But yeah, I think it's safe to wrap this one up. Again, thanks everyone for tuning in. And next week's episode is going to be all about buttons.
Ooh. don't touch my buttons.
Have a good one.
See ya.